If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Okay, FBG family, I need your help. Okay, please listen closely. As you guys know, I am the hobby girl, and I have hobbied myself right into slanging popcorn. Yes, popcorn. Now, y'all know that I recently joined a new alumni chapter for my sorority, Delta Sigma Theta, in hopes of finding more community in different aspects of my life. And now, I have said yes to my first fundraiser since college. So for 4 days, well, now it's 3 at the time that I'm uploading this, which is kind of making me nervous because how am I supposed to sell anything in 3 days? But anyways, for 3 more days, we're selling double good popcorn. And surprisingly, it's not your average popcorn, and I'm into it. So for those of you who are foodies like me, please tap in, honey. The popcorn bags range from $11 to $14, and they have super cute names. There's White Cheddar Go-Getter, Chai Town Chow Down, which I need to try because people say that cheesy caramelly combo is the truth. Oh, and there's even Sweetie You Salty, which is a salted caramel flavor. I absolutely love the names of these. They're so fun. Then there's also like regular butter, kettle corn, or salt and pepper. They all have fun names, of course, if you like more OG flavors anyway. And for my people who like spicy, they have this in queso fire and a jala, like H-O-L-L-A, pino flavors for y'all. But I think I'm going to go with the variety pack myself because caramel diem, which is a caramel corn, and white cheddar go-getter are calling my name. Anyways, I'm going off on a tangent. Y'all, I only have 3 more days, and I want to make a good impression at my new chapter, and we're raising money to fund all of our initiatives and any scholarship opportunities for kids that are about to go to college, and all of our community projects for 2025. So even if only one of y'all buys one bag, I promise I'll be happy. To find the link to my storefront, because it has to be Tyra's store for it to count, go to the Instagram page, Affirmations for Black Girls, and it is in the bio. It's a link that's in the bio. And you have to do it now because I only have 3 more days and we are currently live right now. So thank you in advance for your support. I truly, truly appreciate each and every one of you. Recently, I got to witness my mama get remarried and I got to see her joyfully in love. Now, just to backtrack my life a tiny bit, my parents were married for most of my childhood, divorcing once I made it to high school, and
During that process, I saw a lot of not so great moments. But this experience, along with a few others that I will briefly touch on in this episode, have shown me the incredible power of choosing happy.
Powerful. Your things are as powerful.
What is going on, beautiful people? You are listening to the Affirmations for Black Girls podcast, where we focus on personal growth and cultivating a healthy relationship with ourselves. I am your host, Tyra the Creative, actress, content creator, and mental health enthusiast. And today, y'all, I want to take a minute to talk about our power to choose. Every day that we are on that wake-up list, we get to choose how we want to go about our day. We can choose to see the bright side or let negativity take over. We can decide to set our future selves up for success through our daily actions. But I think the biggest decision we make day in and day out is the choice to be happy. So before we dive into the episode, you guys already know we're going to get into our affirmation of the week. So this week's affirmation is, I am in control of my happiness. Oh, let's go ahead and drop in. I am in control of my happiness. 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 What does it look like to be in control of your own happiness? What does it feel like? Let's say it one last time together. I am in control of my happiness. Oh, y'all. So choosing happy isn't always a walk in the park. In fact, sometimes it can be the hardest decision we have to make. And I love this affirmation because it's a reminder that I set the pace for my life. And while there will always be external factors that affect my mood, that doesn't mean my overall happiness takes a toll. Choosing happy isn't always easy, but it's always worth it. So, how do we actually choose happy? What are some practical steps we can all take to make sure we are making decisions that work in our favor? Well, the biggest thing for me personally is checking in with myself and using discernment. How does this person, place, thing, or situation make me feel? Should I remove myself? Is there something more I want in this aspect of my life? What would it look like if I didn't have this person, place, or thing, or situation in my life? Getting real with yourself and really listening to your heart is the most important step, I feel. Most of the time when I'm asking myself if I want to stay the course or redirect, my body tells me what I should do. The hard part is not figuring out what it is most of the time. The hardest part is standing 10 toes down in what you want to do for a variety of reasons, of course. It can be habitual patterns, like over time we develop habitual ways of thinking and behaving that we may not lead us to happiness. And breaking these habitual patterns requires a conscious effort and involves stepping out of our comfort zones, which for me has always been a very difficult thing for me to do. We also may not always choose happy because of a fear of change. Choosing happiness often involves making changes to our daily lives, whether it's adjusting our mindsets, our habits, or our circumstances. And fear of the unknown or a fear of failure can hold us back from taking necessary steps towards greater happiness. So I recently heard this scenario about a newborn baby. Why does a baby cry once it's out of the womb? It's because it's in a new place that it has never been to before. It's cold, vast, unfamiliar, and uncomfortable. But the baby can't stay in the womb past a certain amount of time, which is, you know, in our case, 9 months, because it has to literally physically grow. Staying in that small place will suffocate it. It will stunt its growth. Now, think about your life. Has there been a season where you know you needed to move, but you just could not get yourself to? And before we go any further, y'all, when I say choose happiness, I don't mean it from a place of not literally not being happy today. Choosing happy is an ongoing thing. You choose it day in and day out. Your mood and your life satisfaction, which is your overall happiness, are two different things. You can be having a bad day and you can be frustrated, but you can still be overall happy. That's what I mean. We are referring to your life satisfaction. Now, I remember when I was in a previous relationship, I was still living in New Jersey at the time, and the guy that I was dating told me that he didn't want to make me happy. He wanted to add to my happiness. And at the time, I was like, okay, you don't want to make me happy, so why are you here? But what I couldn't grasp at that time is that he meant that I should already be in a happy place before seeking partnership. Because if I wasn't, which I wasn't, I become codependent, which I did, start making poor choices, which I did. We may also develop an unhealthy dynamic, which I did, or I could even start settling for things that I otherwise wouldn't settle for because I may start to believe that I don't deserve better, which I did. So please at least try to get right with yourself before falling into a relationship, because healthy relationships are built on mutual respect, communication, and a shared commitment to personal growth and well-being. Now, to bring it back full circle, the one thing my mama taught me through her life after her and my daddy got a divorce is to choose happy. Not only did she remarry when she was ready, she's now 50, y'all, and got divorced almost 15 years ago, but she also chose happy with her lifestyle. Most of my childhood was spent with my mama having to study and go to school, and my brother and I spent most of our time with our daddy. Well, we all lived together, but most of our literal time at home was spent with daddy because my mama was at school, in class, had to study, all of the things, right? Now, while my mama's and I's relationship wasn't the best when I was younger, now I understand why she did what she did. After having me and my brother, she had to drop out of college to make ends meet and take care of us. And once I was a little older, well, once both of us were a little older, she went back to school. And she got her bachelor's degree, then she went to law school, and then she went to school once again, graduating for the final time when I was in college. My mama is now an attorney with her own practice and also living in the house of her dreams that she built from the ground up with her new husband. My mama is the epitome of choosing happy, and I absolutely love that for her. This episode is sponsored by Acorns. Ever since I celebrated my milestone birthday, year 30, I've been thinking a lot more about my future, especially when it comes to financial planning. For a long time, investing felt like something only certain people could do, especially if you don't have a ton of money lying around to start with. And I totally understand that diving into new things like investing can feel daunting and like a constant uphill battle. But I found a great service called Acorns. Actually, I heard about it first from my brother who swears by it, and it has really shifted my mindset. It's making investing not only possible, but more accessible, especially in our community. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can start with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. Personally, I think it's dope how Acorns helps you take those small baby steps towards investing. And I can't stress this enough, y'all. It's never too early or never too late to start. Small actions today have the potential to make a massive impact on your future. Whether you're just interested in the basics or trying to figure out what big move is your next move, Acorns is such a game changer. It's been a relief knowing that I don't need to constantly check up on things and still be moving forward towards my financial goals, just a few cents at a time. Acorns is a simple tool designed to improve lives, y'all. And you know what they say, from acorns, mighty oaks do grow. So head to acorns.com/affirmations or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/affirmations.
Okay, so I do also want to say, my daddy did the same thing, y'all. He's remarried and doing things that he loves. But I am specifically talking about my mama in this situation because she got married last month in April, and I had to give a toast at the wedding. And when I was reflecting on what she taught me as her daughter and what I wanted to say in this toast, that was the one thing that overwhelmingly stood out to me. And it's also something that I know I exhibit in my life, whether I knew it or not, I was subconsciously always leaning towards choosing happy. And I know for a fact that that came from my mama. So I've seen so many versions of my mama, and I love who she is becoming. And I can see the joy in her face in different aspects of her life that I have not always seen. So the question I need to ask myself is, how am I choosing happy? Y'all, and as I say that, there's a little something in the back of my head. There are definitely some things that I am not all the way choosing happy about, and I'm working on that. Okay, well, y'all want to hear a story? Okay. I know y'all probably like, yeah, girl, what's up? Okay, so, oh God, I can't believe I'm about to tell y'all this. So a while back, like last year, I told y'all about this guy, right, that I was really starting to like. I think I told y'all his occupation. I'm not really sure. I can't remember because it was so long ago. But he's a firefighter. And y'all, it's just something about the firefighters. Anyways, last year, I told y'all that I had to stop talking to him because, one, I wasn't ready to date, and I knew that. And, you know, I had went through the breakup and all of that stuff. So I knew that I wasn't ready to date. And two, because he didn't really have time to date me the way I wanted to be dated. So I have a confession. Y'all, I texted him. And okay, so I saw him recently and we had a great time. But the entire time we were hanging out, there was something in my gut saying, And when I finally left, I had the same feeling in my gut that I'd had last year. I was a little sad because it really wasn't what it was in my mind. I was confused because I'm like, dang, you know, you act like you like me, but you're not giving me what I want to be gave. And overall, I had a feeling of like, okay, Tyra, what are we doing here? And as we already know, the Bible say in 1 Corinthians 14:33, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. And let me just say, the confusion is real in this situation. So I know deep down that this situation is not of God. And I'm going to take heed to this time. So one of the biggest things I have been saying in my prayers and my time with God is to deepen my discernment. I want to be able to hear God more and have stronger discernment out here in these streets, y'all. I'm about to be 30 years old this year, and I'm ready to hone in and focus on what God has for me. And I know the promise he has for me is happiness. That's a promise he has for all of us. What does that happiness look like exactly? I don't fully know yet, but I know how it should feel inside of me, and confusion ain't it, honey. So again, what am I doing to choose happiness? Practically, choosing happiness involves a combination of your mindset, actions you take, and your lifestyle changes. So personally, I'm meditating more. I definitely have lulls where I don't meditate as much, and I'm done beating myself up about how I decide to practice mindfulness. I'm just getting out there and I'm practicing it. I'm also practicing gratitude. Having a grateful heart helps me focus on the positive aspects of my life. And I mainly do this through prayer when I'm praying to God, and I'm always reflecting on what I'm grateful for. I'm also cultivating positive relationships and a positive community. You guys already know that I love my boxing community, and I'm also spending more time with friends and fellowshipping more, which I absolutely love for me. But I think the biggest thing that I'm doing to choose happy as a single, almost 30-year-old is engaging in activities that I thoroughly enjoy. Y'all know I am the activity girl. I box, I do tennis, I now do archery. I can't believe I do archery now, y'all. I have my first class, absolutely love it. I do pottery, I'm reading more books. Well, I'm reading books, fiction books at that, which is absolutely wild, and I'm loving them. I've joined an alumni chapter for my sorority, and I'm active in it, which is super dope. I'm traveling more. I'm listening to my body. I'm dressing up, y'all. I feel so good. Like, I literally just made a TikTok the other day because I was showing my outfit. I was about to get ready to go to an event, and I was just like, dang, I really love how I feel about myself. I absolutely love it. And last but certainly not least, I am spending more time with God, y'all. Something on my bucket list for this season is to start a 30-day devotional. So if you have any recommendations for good devotionals, please send them my way. Send me an email, send me a DM, something. And meanwhile, speaking of bucket lists and speaking of doing more activities that I love, I started a bucket list for summer, and I'm going to share my updates via Instagram because I've already started to do things on the bucket list. But the goal is to do more of the things that I love. And I made this huge list, and it's honestly made my life a little bit easier when it comes to figuring out what I want to do for the summer. And just making this list alone has just filled me with so much happiness. So in hopes of you guys also doing a summer bucket list, I'm going to read what's on mine. So number one is obviously start a 30-day devotional. Please, please, please send me some recommendations. Then we have, it's a long list. So let me just read through them real quick. I want to go picking strawberries. I want to go to a Dodgers game at Dodger Stadium. That's baseball. I want to visit a small farm, watch a movie under the stars, go to Disneyland because why not? I want to bake a cake. As you guys know, I am a pastry chef, but I have not baked a cake in a minute. So I would love to bake a cake for some occasion. I want to have a picnic in the park. I want to have a bonfire at the beach. I want to go skating at the beach. I want to go to a farmer's market. I want to have a meet cute, y'all. Now, I didn't know what a meet cute was for the longest time, but a meet cute is literally like, how can I say this?
it's really like a scene in like movies or something where two people meet for the first time, like under some unusual or very cute circumstance, and they go on to like either be lovers. Well, in movies, they go on to be lovers in the main characters of the movie. But the meet cute that I want to have is just something like that, like a little just by happenstance experience with somebody and, you know, have that whole experience, because I've never had anything like that. And I just think it would be great to have. Anyways, I also want to host a flower arrangement party. I think that would be so dope. I want to go on a cruise, have a tennis lesson, try golf or do top golf again, try archery, check mark, already got that done, visit a botanical garden, go on a road trip, attend a food festival, visit a winery and try a new wine, play kickball, okay, have a crawfish boil, have a game night with my family, visit a museum, go on an ice cream crawl, play a board game with friends, get a library card, go to a drive-in movie, plan a staycation, and go to the spa. So I know that is like a thick bucket list, but honestly, all of these things can literally be done in the summer. So I hope this list helps you make a great bucket list for summer and hopefully introduce you to some new hobbies or some new pastimes. Have you ever been in one of those situations where a random subscription that you forgot about snatches your last bit of money before payday while you're in line at the grocery store? Y'all, I couldn't believe my ears either when my friend said that, for real, but I get it. When I first started managing my own finances, I didn't realize how real things were actually going to get. Whether you're balancing school, holding it down as a parent, or just stepping into financial independence for the first time, it can feel like there's never enough money to cover everything. But ever since I found out more about Chime's features, I can breathe a little easier. Using Chime's checking account makes sticking to a budget way easier. A big thing, it has zero maintenance fees, which is huge if you're like me and trying to avoid those surprise 2 a.m. charges, amen. Their fee-free overdraft of up to $200 has saved me from some serious stress between paydays, and Chime is down with the power of community, y'all. You can actually send or receive boosts to temporarily increase a friend's SpotMe limit. It's all about having each other's back when times get rough. Make your fall finances a little greener and get those financial goals in check with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/affirmations. That's chime.com/affirmations. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC, SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. So y'all know the seasons are changing, right? And if you're like me, you're trying to spruce up your closet and your home while planning holiday gifts for family and friends without spending too much money. Now that's where Quince comes through, y'all. Quince has these beautiful, high-quality pieces that make it easy to step up your fall and winter wardrobe and your home. I'm talking cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. Kitchenware, y'all know how I feel about having elevated pieces in my kitchen, and even bedding. So Quince sent me some goodies, and spoiler alert, I got all things for like my kitchen and home. So first, I got a stainless steel saute pan with a lid, because stainless steel just makes your kitchen look so clean. I also got some wool dryer balls, beeswax wood conditioner for all of my wooden utensils and my cutting boards, because if y'all look at my kitchen, I am a wood girl. So this is definitely a game changer. And my favorite item, some light blue linen napkins. Y'all, they are so soft and beautiful, and they just feel and scream luxe. Now, all I need is a cashmere sweater to wear while hosting, using all of my new kitchen goodies. But the best part is, Quince gives you luxury without that luxury price tag. And y'all know what I'm talking about. We're talking 50 to 80% less than what you pay with those big name brands, because they work directly with top factories.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Choosing happiness is a journey, and it's one that we embark on every single day of our lives. Remember that you have the power to choose joy, no matter what life throws your way. Whether it's a small decision or a major life change, always prioritize your happiness. Life is too short to settle for anything less than what we truly deserve and what truly makes you feel alive and fulfilled. As we continue chugging along at life, let's commit to making choices that reflect our inner peace and joy. Embrace the activities that light you up, surround yourself with positive influences, and take time to reflect on what brings you genuine happiness. Keep exploring, keep experiencing, keep growing, and most importantly, keep choosing happy. You got this. Uh-oh, y'all. You know what time it is. It is time for our fun closing segment. And today, you guys, our closing segment is very casual. We're going to do What Are We Watching? So, what am I watching? Y'all, if you did not know, Bridgerton Season 3, the first 4 episodes just went live on Thursday. I watched them on Friday. And I am pumped. I am ready for the rest to drop. It drops sometime in June. And can I just say that there is some controversy of how the first 4 episodes of Season 3 have been boring? I think it was everything but boring, okay? You got to see all of the little nuances for figuring out who Lady Whistledown is. We got to see the aftermath of that. We see that Penelope is no longer friends with Eloise. We get to see Colin go through this, whatever he's going through. We also get to see Lady Bridgerton have a little meet cute with Lady Danbury's brother. Y'all, I absolutely loved it. And I also love the carriage scenes. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I'm not going to give any like real spoilers. Because I mean, there's not really, it's more of a build. But the carriage scenes, I'm totally here for it. I love getting to see Penelope's character evolve. And if you don't watch Bridgerton, y'all, I'm sorry. I absolutely love it. I actually created 2 parodies for Bridgerton on my YouTube channel. And y'all got to let me know, should I do a part 3? If you haven't seen them, you have to go to my YouTube channel. You can find me on YouTube at Tyra the Creator for my personal content. But I did 2, and I'm thinking about doing a 3rd one because I'm just so freaking pumped. Like, I love period pieces, and I love anything Shonda Rhimes that I have watched has always been really good. And yeah, the first 4 episodes, I would say it is a slow build, but I don't want to give it away if you guys haven't seen it, but there are things that have happened, and I was smiling from ear to ear for all of the episodes. I just love all of the changes that Penelope's character
has and the way that she looks now, or not the way that she looks, but the way that they dress her, all of the things. Like, it's just, it was just a great first four episodes. I will say, why did they just give us four episodes? I'm trying to figure it out. That is what is changing about Netflix in general. Like, why y'all acting like y'all regular TV? We wanted to be on Netflix because we wanted to get all of the episodes at one time. But I will say this, if we would have got all the episodes at one time, I would have already finished them. I would have probably finished it in one day. So I'm glad that I have something to look forward to. Bridgerton season 3 is good. And that's really all I got to say without giving away too much about what happened. And, oh, well, the one thing. So as you guys, well, okay, so season 2 of Bridgerton had, which one of the brothers in it? Anthony, and his now wife, but they are in season 3. And I'm like, why couldn't we get more of Simon and more of Daphne? I would have loved to see more of them. I know they have like actual things going on in like the like real life that caused them not to be in the show, but I would have loved to see more of both of them because we get to see Anthony and his wife after they got married. But anyways, I absolutely love shows like Bridgerton. I am also all for like the romance and the drama and all of that stuff, and the acting is pretty good. I love that it's a period piece. I have things to look at. The music is good, all of the things. So if you have not seen season 3 of Bridgerton, you should definitely go and give it a watch. But that's what I'm watching. I'm not really watching anything else right now. So that is my closing segment. But I do have a couple of like things that I do want to say before we get on out of here. You guys, like I talked about last week, please, please, please do not forget to submit to Summer Stories if you would like to have the opportunity to be a guest host on the Affirmations for Black Girls podcast. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you will have to go and listen to the end of last week's episode where I give you all of the details, but the form is down below in the show notes of this episode as well. All submissions are due by tomorrow, May 21st. That is Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. The info is down below. Click on the link and everything you need to know is there. Please make sure you have a microphone. This is the only way you will be able to record. And yeah, submit me a good topic. It will be in, you know, OG Affirmations for Black Girls format. And that's why I'm only advertising it in the episodes, because you are listening to the episodes so you know what they sound like, you know what they look like, all of the things. You will not have to edit your episode. You will just send the raw footage to me and my team will handle it from there. But yeah, for June and July, I do want to open it up for other Black girls to share their story and have the opportunity to co-pilot the podcast. So other than that, I also wanted to say that you guys have just been so warm and welcoming me back after my hiatus. The messages are so sweet and I thank you guys so much. Because when I uploaded the episode, I was like, you know what? It is what it is. If it gets bad reception, that's literally all we're going to have. But you guys have been so nice and I just love y'all for real. Like I really, really do. Like y'all, thank y'all for rocking with me. That's really like the biggest thing that I can say. And also back to last week's episode, y'all and these nerdy nuts, y'all are buying them out. I cannot believe y'all are buying out Nerdy Nuts like y'all are. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go listen to last week's episode. But Nerdy Nuts is gourmet peanut butter, and I linked it down below. You get 10% off your order if you use my code, but that's not the point. The point is that I have only talked about this peanut butter twice, and y'all are selling these people out. Let me know if you like the peanut butter once you get it, okay? Send me a DM, send me an email. Let me know what flavors you got. Let me know what you loving, because that Waffly Ever After has me in a chokehold. It got the Waffly Ever After has the waffle pieces. It has the dried strawberries. It has the chocolate hazelnut spread. Oh my gosh, my mouth is watering.
And it also has some vanilla buttercream in the peanut butter. These are all small batch peanut butters. You guys already know, but y'all are showing up and showing out. I do get like a small percentage. You guys get 10% off your order if you use my code or use my name, Tyra, literally T-Y-R-A, when you're checking out, and you'll get 10% off. And I do get a small commission, literally like pennies to each order. But you guys have really been showing out over there, so thank you for that. And the last thing that I want to say is, y'all, well, this is kind of like a very like a personal thing, but not in like a personal way. Anyways, I have been struggling to grow on Instagram and TikTok, and it is the most frustrating thing. I currently have like 13,700 followers on Instagram, and I have been at that for literal years. Can y'all please go follow me on Instagram? Please follow me on Instagram. I didn't want to beg, but at this point I am trying to beg, because I have hundreds of thousands of y'all listening to this podcast week in and week out, and I share so much more of my life on the Affirmations for Black Girls page. Well, let me not even lie to y'all. It has been dormant just like the podcast for the last month, but I share so much over there on the Affirmations for Black Girls Instagram, but also my personal Instagram. I post literally almost every day, like whether it's a story or something going on in my life, so you can keep up with me and the things that I am doing at Tyra the Creative. Please go follow me, y'all. Hopefully by the time this episode goes live, if I give it a couple days, I'll hit 14K. That's the goal. I'm at 13.7. The goal is 14K. AFBG family, can we get me to 14K on Instagram? You might be like, girl, why you want 14K? Literally because I've been at 13.5. So I've been at 13.7 since literally the end of last year. And I'm like, I don't know why I'm not growing. But anyways, please follow me. I do have great content over there. I also post like food content on my personal Instagram. So there is that. So if you're not, you know, really rocking with that, then totally fine. You don't have to follow me, but please follow me. And I'm also on TikTok at Tyra the Creative. And my TikTok is very, very casual. Y'all, I show y'all my outfits over there. I show you things that I've bought. I made some pickled onions the other day. I showed y'all that. Like, I really keep it really casual and really like to show my fun side on my TikTok. So come over there. It's a small community. I only have like 1,000 followers over there. So I'll see your comments. I'll see your, you know, engagement, and I'll be able to engage back with you over there. So everything at Tyra the Creative, and also AFBG specific stuff is at Affirmations for Black Girls, but we don't have a TikTok for Affirmations for Black Girls yet. Hopefully we'll get one day. But with that being said, you guys, I'm gonna get on out of here because I feel like I'm starting to talk your ear off. So thank you all so much for listening to this episode, and I really truly hope that this has helped you lean into choosing happy just one more time. You know, it is an ongoing battle, and it can be hard to choose you and to choose happy every single time. But I hope that I've provided you with at least one nugget that can help you be even 1% happier on a day-to-day basis. So that is all that I have for you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you again next week. This is Affirmations for Black Girls.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.